I'm Eddie Hyatt. This is the Awakening Podcast. So glad you joined me today as we continue our devotional study of Paul's letter to the Colossian believers. And the truth he is sharing is eternal truth. And my, it is so relevant for the church today. It's amazing. And so if you're following along in the devotional commentary that actually I wrote and published a few years ago, it's called Complete in Christ. We are on page 107, and we are at day 33, and we're dealing with Colossians chapter 3, verses 8 through 10, and basically continuing from yesterday's episode. And here's what Paul says in this passage. He says, "But now you yourselves are to put off all these." Remember yesterday we were talking about, used the term about putting to death, you know, those members of their body that had been instruments of sin, considering yourself dead to sin, but alive to God. That was our message yesterday. So now this is sort of in the same train of thought. He says, "But now you yourselves are to put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds." That's going to be significant for us today. "Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him." Now, when Paul talks about the old man and the new man here, he is not talking about two conflicting natures that dwell in the believer. He is talking about two different ways of thinking. He's talking about two different mindsets and two different ways of behaving. And he exhorts believers in Jesus to put off this old man, to put off this old way of thinking, put off this old way of behaving, and to put on the new man or the new person. Refers to both men and women. A person's nature cannot be discarded as a piece of clothing. So I'm making the point here that Paul's not talking about an old nature, because he tells them to put it off. A person's nature cannot be discarded as a piece of clothing can, which is what he is telling the Colossian believers to do. Instead, Paul is using metaphorical language, saying that just as someone discards an unwanted garment, believers are to discard the old habits and the old mindset and ways of thinking of their old life. Putting on the new man involves adopting new habits and new ways of thinking that are commensurate with the new life and liberty we have received in Jesus Christ. This is also what Paul refers to in Romans chapter 12. Verses 1 and 2. And I'm going to, in my Bible right now, I'm going to turn over and read that, because it is so in line with what we're talking about right now. And it's verse 2, Romans chapter 12, verse 2. He says, "And do not be conformed to this world." In other words, as one paraphrase put it, don't let this world squeeze you into its mold. Don't let this world determine how you think and how you behave. "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Adopt a new mindset, a new way of thinking. And Paul says you will be transformed as you renew your mind, as you adopt a new mindset and a new way of thinking. So, this is what Paul meant when he told the believers in Rome, "Put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh." That's Romans 13, 14. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ. How do you do that? By adopting a whole new mindset and way of thinking that is commensurate with the new life that we have in Jesus Christ. By reading the Gospels, by reading the words of Jesus, by reading the New Testament, and begin to think and meditate and speak in line with the truth of Jesus Christ. That is putting on the new man. So they are to put off the old man in the same way they would discard an old, worn out, ill-fitting suit of clothes. They're to discard those old habits and way of thinking that were part of their former life. And what a repulsive collection of habits they were. Paul mentioned some of them. Anger, wrath, malice, which is hatred, meanness, nastiness, blasphemy, filthy language, and lying. Now, interestingly, in verse 9, Paul says that they have already put off the old man with his deeds. There is no doubt, see, that he's referring to their position in Christ. When they accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, and they were placed in Christ, and they have a position in Christ. This no doubt is a reference to their new birth when they accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Since the old man has already been dealt with in Christ, this putting off of these evil habits is a sort of mopping up operation after the decisive victory. You see, the decisive victory was at the cross. When Jesus died on the cross and arose from the dead, that was the decisive victory. And your personal decisive victory was when you put your faith in what Jesus Christ has already done for you, and you were then placed in Christ. The decisive victory has been won. But now there is a mopping up operation. There is this walking out. There is this growth in grace where that our condition begins to rise and to become more and more commensurate with our position in Christ. So the putting off and putting on language of these verses is also found in Ephesians, where Paul exhorts the believers. This is in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 22 through 24. He says, put it off concerning your former conduct, the old man, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. So again, Paul is obviously using metaphorical language, and he does not consider the old man to be an old nature that is an intrinsic part of our being. No. You have a new nature having been born again by the Spirit of God and being regenerated. You say, well, where do the temptations of sin come from? Well, it's from your mortal body. Your spirit has been redeemed. Your soul is in the process of being renewed as you change your thinking. But our body is yet to be redeemed, and that sin temptation principle is in the members of our body, which we are to put to death and reckon to be dead to sin. So we say that our members of our body, that they are dead to sin. We no longer respond to sin, but we are alive to God. So the new man that Paul speaks of is the new identity which we have received in Christ. Interestingly, now listen to this, the word man in these phrases is from the Greek word anthropos, which literally means person. So a more correct translation would be old person and new person. So we have become a part of a new family. We are citizens of a new kingdom. Now, this new person, this new self, must be renewed in this knowledge of who we are now as part of a new kingdom, part of a new family with a whole new identity. In Romans 12:2, which we read earlier, Paul calls this process the renewing of the mind, and says that believers will be transformed as they adopt a new way of thinking that is according to Christ and His Word. You'll be transformed. In other words, your condition will be changed as you adopt a new way of thinking. As we renew our minds in Christ, we will be better able to put off the old and put on the new. We will then fulfill the admonition in Romans 14:13 to put on the Lord Jesus Christ. And as we put Him on and adopt His way of thinking and consider ourselves to be dead to sin but alive to God, we will reflect more and more of His person and His character in this dark world. I'm Eddie Height. This is the Awakening Podcast. So glad you've joined me. We will be continuing tomorrow with another episode. In the meantime, I invite you to check out my website, eddiehyatt.com, eddiehyatt.com. You'll find articles. You will find a bookstore there. My books are also available on Amazon. And if you'd like to give a donation at the website to our ministry, you're welcome to do so. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow for another episode of the Awakening Podcast.